something I would have been pushing for quite a few years, especially when the council sends a delegation to meet the TII, or formerly the NRA, in Dublin. And this is something I had asked specifically to be included in the draft list of proposals to put to the TII. And as I say, I had instigated it about the footbridge, and I was delighted to hear them early last year then that the TII decided to include the footbridge between Belfast and Order as part of this 10 bridge strategy that working around the county. You can see them on the Lifford Road and the Letterkenny Road, and actually around Gidore, and that there's new bridges that have been built together. So they included the footbridge between Belfast and Order as part of that. It's around it's just over 700,000, the cost of that bridge, so it's very, very much welcomed.
And indeed, the footbridge will greatly enhance the area, and indeed it is, it relates to health and safety purposes also.
Yeah, well, that would have always been my case, you know, even as a young man growing up around the town and been involved in athletics and running around the town and walking around the town. Like, you have thousands of young people runs around Belfast or at night on the, using the streetlights. Every day you have hundreds of young students, and every day you have the elderly people, and you have thousands of cars and lorries crossing over that bridge every day. So it's something I grew up with, something I was very, very familiar with. I knew at the time, especially with the recession on, that it was a long shot, but I must say I was very pleased with the response from the safety engineers up in Dublin the time we met them there now, and that would have been the last 2 or 3 years. I wouldn't have been up last year myself, but I was up the year before, and I actually took up a number of photographs to show them that in one place the footpath was about 2.5 foot wide, and another place where the footpath was wide, it was actually an ESB pole in the middle of it, so it was nearly impossible for parents around with buggies or wheelchairs. It was totally impassable, and I must say that we got a very, very positive response, and I say looked very much forward to officially open the bridge on Monday along with the Cahill of the county. So definitely it's one of these projects that you have on your list that you can now take off, and delighted.